You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram to keep up with all my book releases, book tour schedules, signings, all that other good stuff. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, to keep up with and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Christopher Andrassy on the line, and he's managing partner over at the Astral Consulting Group. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Great to be here.
All right, so we got quite a topic today. So artificial intelligence and the changing role of the knowledge worker. So I'm excited to get into this topic and to get your perspective. But before we do, let's just talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at the Astral Group Consulting. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Absolutely, Adam. And I know that title sounds like a little bit of a mouthful, but we'll get into that in a minute. You know, when we started the Astral Consulting Group, myself and my co-founder about a year ago, it was really all about empowering our clients to make better decisions. And, you know, when I say that, I'm talking about their entire executive C-suite all the way down to mid-level management, really anyone who's in charge of making decisions within the company. And we're doing that through a suite of different technological tools, from cloud computing technology ultimately to live dashboards. And we call these dashboards navigators, you know, whether you're working in sales and dealing with a CRM, or you're on a manufacturing floor and looking at how your machines are performing, you're certainly looking at some sort of a dashboard, right? But when we create these dashboards, we like to call them navigators, and it's really a custom set of performance indicators, of trends, of metrics, and really of everything that you need to see, including actionable recommendations. And that's really the cool stuff. Those recommendations are really what's powered by AI and what we'll get into today. And placing those in the hands of these decision makers is really just going to allow them to boost their top line and ultimately improve their efficiency, cut costs, and ultimately just become more competitive businesses in what's becoming a digital world.
Hmm. And so, you know, at the end of this, I'll give you an opportunity to leave, you know, contact information, website, that kind of stuff. What any type of specific niches that you work in versus others, or like what's typically a good fit to work with the Astral?
Sure. So currently we're working with right in that mid-market range. So typically companies between 50 to 500 million in annual recurring revenue, although we certainly do go above that occasionally and sometimes below, just depending on the situation. And we're often working with manufacturers, construction companies, as well as a little bit of healthcare and biotech, being based out of the Research Triangle down here in North Carolina.
Awesome. All right, let's just dive a little bit further into today's topic. So artificial intelligence and the changing role of the knowledge worker. Maybe just start off by defining what you mean by the knowledge worker.
Sure. And, you know, I think it would be helpful to first discuss what the knowledge worker is not, because actually, funny enough, 90% of people listening to this will fall into the category of a knowledge worker. So what a knowledge worker is not is, think of your typical assembly line worker, right? Where essentially they're just executing a set of predefined tasks. They're doing task A, and then they're packaging it, and then they're moving it next to the next stage. And it's a very rote process that doesn't really require the use of new information. So then we'll get into what a knowledge worker is. Really, the technical definition is as simple as someone who uses and collects information in their role, but it really just means anyone who on a daily basis has to take in new information and make decisions based on that information. So you think of everything from a podcast host to an accountant to a CEO are all knowledge workers in that each day they're confronted with a new set of information, whether it's a new trend in the economy, whether it's a new trend within your business, whether it's a new trend around the globe, and being able to take in that information and being able to actually translate that into an actionable decision that's going to improve the success of your own role, of your team, or of your company.
And so how does AI like fit into this? Like, what, you entered AI for the typical knowledge worker, and it's going to change the landscape. So what are you seeing?
So really what we're seeing with artificial intelligence is powering recommendation engines, they call it. But really, it's a set of algorithms that are going to be able to do some of that information gathering for the knowledge worker. So, you know, nowadays there's just so much data being generated from so many different sources. You look at external data with what's happening in the market. You look at internal data within a company, everything from their financial performance to, you know, take manufacturers, for example, who we work with quite frequently. You look at their inventory. You look at their supply chain, the goods that are coming in, that are being sourced, that are being sold out. There's really just an insane amount of data being collected now, and it's too much for a single mind to be able to wrap their heads around and ultimately process. So through the power of artificial intelligence, we're able to collect all of that data in real time through devices called IoT devices. And I know that's also becoming a big Internet of Things, but being able to collect data off of these devices, whether it be tracking a package through its course and to its delivery, whether it be some sort of machine performance device in the factory, we're collecting data from just a myriad of sources and translating that into actionable decision recommendations. And really the way that this happens is something called machine learning, which is a part of artificial intelligence. And really what machine learning is taking a whole bunch of data points, a whole bunch of information, and then taking an output, a desired output. So maybe I'm looking at how much should I set my inventory levels at? How much should I actually aim to store in a warehouse? And given that input data, my machine learning algorithm is going to take a guess at the output. And it may be wrong initially, but then over time, it's going to continue to make those guesses. It's going to take in more and more data and keep making more and more educated guesses until eventually it's pretty spot on and it's learning. And that's kind of the hence the name machine learning. And it's interesting, you know, the more data points we're able to collect and the longer and longer that we're able to train these algorithms, we get to the point where they're able to support decision making beyond the level that humans themselves are able to do. So we look at some of the tools that we're building at ACG now, and when it comes to things like how many goods should we ship or how well would this new product do in Ohio as a market or with customers under the age of 40, we just have good access to a whole wealth of data, and being able to process that and actually use it to make decisions is really changing the role of the knowledge worker. And it's really just lifting a weight off their shoulders so that all of that number crunching and that processing can be handled by technology, and they're more suited to focus on the people, on the processes, and really the mission of their role.
Man, that's exciting. And so what do you see as the, like, and not asking you to have a crystal ball or anything, but what do you kind of see as the immediate, like, next evolution of this? Because I think it's exciting. I feel like, I mean, it's the processes, the efficiencies that are being made, and just how quickly things are evolving is pretty, I mean, it's just going to lead to more and more innovation. It's like innovation on innovation, if that makes sense. So what do you see as the kind of that next evolution that's right on the horizon?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, Adam. And yeah, there's no question it is. Just innovation accelerating at a pretty rapid pace. And you know what? What we're seeing too is that just more and more workers are becoming knowledge workers. I think now it's right around 90%. You know, give it another 5 years, I think we'll see it closer to 95%. You know, as things like self-driving cars become more of a ubiquitous trend, we see those positions now being replaced with artificial intelligence, with machine learning. and that'll open up more job opportunities for knowledge workers. So I think really it's just going to allow innovation to skyrocket further than it even has, just due to the fact that a lot of these insights that some of these machine learning tools are unlocking are things that people had just overlooked historically. You know, I think that's something that humans were never incredibly great at was being able to take in data from many, many different sources that maybe don't even seem on the surface like they would relate, but then understanding that, oh, there actually may be some sort of a correlation. Machine learning algorithms are really good at that. They take in data from every single possible source. We kind of just throw the kitchen sink of data at them, and then eventually they're able to process it and learn and discover these connections that we didn't really think were there before. So I think just being able to give new insights to people across an organization, you know, you can think what that could do if just the CEO has all these new insights or the CFO. But what we're really trying to do here is eventually equip all the way down to the lowest level knowledge worker, even people who are in charge of a single regional division, equipping them with these tools as well. I think it's going to have an exponential impact on the innovation of companies. And ultimately, one of the other positive things we're seeing is, you know, companies are more focused on that triple bottom line. They're focused more on sustainability, on helping their communities, on having that environmental impact. I think being able to empower them to innovate this much more quickly is only going to boost community, the world, and really just the world around us at large. So I do think there's a lot of positive benefits to come out of this.
That's awesome. So, Chris, first off, it's been great having you on the show today. If somebody is watching this and they want to learn more about the Astro Consulting Group, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. Well, you know, Adam, we have a page on LinkedIn where you could just go to LinkedIn/The Astro Consulting Group, or really the best way is just to check out our website, which is astralconsultinggroup.com, and that's A-S-T-R-A-L. consultinggroup.com. And there we have information on what we do, of course, but we also have an interesting insights page where we post insights on new trends, such as what I discussed today, a new and exciting trend called Business Intelligence 4.0, and really just more blogs and insights that I think people will find very interesting and helpful.
Fantastic. Well, Christopher, it's really been a pleasure having you on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Definitely want you to be a return listener or viewer. And Chris, thanks again for coming to the show. It's been great.
Thank you so much, Adam. It's been a pleasure.